Will that pick us up if it's...
Is it okay if it just is in the middle? Okay, cool. So, I mean, why don't we all go around and say one name instead of just going off list for like 10 minutes?
Okay.
Today, I'm going to say Wilco.
I'm going to say a weird pull, but I'm going to say Errol Garner.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to say Black Country New Road for this, because we've already talked about this, so I'm trying to think of what my influence is for this band specifically. I would say, honestly, I get a lot of my, like, playing from musicals. I think that I take that as influence a lot.
I'm gonna say what I always say, Ringo, baby.
Ringo.
I think musicals, maybe ballet music as well.
Sick. And your non-musical influences?
Ooh, great question.
I'm not
the endocrine system, science fiction.
Yeah, my non-musical influences would probably be something from like...
I accidentally unplugged the aux. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can you guys repeat what you said?
I haven't started, like, for non-musical influences?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, the endocrine system is pretty cool. The reproductive system, both female and male. But, you know, biologically two sexes. Societally, infinite genders. That's my opinion. I'm just saying. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We're talking about the reproductive system.
Okay, okay. Have to follow that up. I'm gonna go with, I've been getting really into like perceptions of time lately, so chrononormativity.
All right, I think she wanted an English answer,
but English.
It was something Latin.
Actually, I was gonna say like probably I'm a classics major, so like the classics, like Catullus.
Like the
Oh no!
Classic.
Oh no!
If a double take
Okay, I'm gonna speak a lot more, hopefully a lot more English than either of those. I was like British. And I mean, I'll say a lot of like fiction, I feel like, especially like fantasy, I feel like is a lot of my influence for, I don't know, just anything, whether it's like as simple as like Lord of the Rings, or maybe something more out there like
Jerma.
Like the Hunger Games.
Jerma? Jerma!
We're talking about fiction. I mean, Jerma.
Yeah, fictional.
I guess for me, I find it pretty entertaining.
And you know, it's really sad. I know that you guys are no longer going to exist in a couple of days. But if you were to ever come back, who would be in your dream tour? And what is absolutely one bucket list like venue or just like country?
So who would be in our dream tour?
Yeah.
Who would open tour with us?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course you'd be the headliner.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I've been absolutely obsessed with Blue Bendy lately. I don't know if you know them, but I mean they're such great guys as well. I would very much love to talk with them. Dream location? It's got to be the O2. It's in London.
That's big!
Gotta be the O2!
Royal Albert Hall.
I changed my answer to the Royal Albert Hall. Okay, David, go.
I want to play with, like, Lardell Lewis, drummer. But, like, maybe more specifically, Stark and Puppy. And my dream location would be, like, the Coliseum.
I'm going to say I would love to go on tour with Rufus Wainwright. I want to meet him. I think if we could pull off playing a set on the moon.
Oh,
nice. I think that's the one. Get up there with, actually, maybe Katy Perry as well.
I really feel like one of the artists, I almost wore this shirt today, that really, really compliments, like, our sound, is Cameron Winter. That would be perfect for a long gig. And if I have a location, I'm going to say that we should reconstruct Candlestick Park, where the Beatles played one of their last gigs, and play there.
Fight, please. Please.
Should we explain the Eliana Craig band more?
I would love
okay,
that.
Okay, so my old band is called Springhouse, and all the boys from that started a new electronic collective called Eliana Craig Band. No, they don't. They're not listening, so.
Yeah, because it's like 20,000 o'clock.
So they're called Eliana Craig Band. They made it over to the US Airways.
Interesting.
What location?
British Invasion.
Probably somewhere really high.
Like his gay neighbor.
Wouldn't it be awesome to play a set also like on a plane or like in the air, like parachute?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Like on a platform in the air.
Yeah, platform
sponsored
in the air.
By
or
Red
on the water,
yeah.
Maybe.
Think of like that OK Go underneath the studio. Where
what about in a cave?
Yeah.
I like that.
I've done that already.
You can play on the, you can broadcast it on the wall. They won't know if it's really or not.
Shut up.
It was really funny, the Cameron Winter name drop, like my soul left my body. I have this tendency of talking about Cameron Winter a disgusting amount. And I'm so glad someone else brought him up first. I didn't, but I had one of my very close friends go, and I was very sad.
Well, Elliot gave me his ticket because he only managed to get one.
Cameron Winter, I know you're not listening, but I think you should call me.
What is real? What is real?
Yeah.
And what have you guys like been listening to lately?
Each other, because we rehearse so much.
There are these awesome YouTube. Well, Elliot Smith has album, as always. And there are these awesome YouTube videos called Zildjian Live. Like Zildjian, the
Company.
Typically, Mark Gilmore, Thomas Christian, you're a Google one. He's Hungarian, I did. That's a real
person.
I honestly, literally, checked my Spotify to see what I've listened to most recently. And so, a lot of Talking Heads, a lot of Unicorns, lots of LCD Sound System. And I've been getting on more of a Joni Mitchell kick recently. It's inspired by Daisy.
Hell
sure.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, Frutiger Arrow?
Yeah, on that note, a lot of Daft Punk is studying for sure.
Sticky Fingers. Yeah.
Sick. Unfortunately, I think we are probably going to have to wrap up soon, and I don't really want to. You guys are all very lovely people.
Thank you.
But I've started asking this question this semester. What's one song or album that you wish either you had written or that it had been written about you?
Whoa.
Very important thing.
One album that I wish I had written is "New" by and if I had written it, I would be thinking.
I'm gonna say like a really basic answer, but I'll say "Either Or" by Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
If I could have written that album, I would also be fine with being dead like Elliot Smith.
Oh no.
Mine is "Wisdom Through Music" by Pharoah Sanders.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go with the song here, but I'm gonna say another Beatles shout, Strawberry Fields Forever. I feel like that's a song that encompasses so many worlds. Really. Like, genuinely would be mind blowing.
It's like our song, The Silence of Sound.
On Spotify.
On Spotify soon.
You
can see.
Okay.
Say Grace Jeff Buckley. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We
had a religious experience. Group listening to that. We were lying on the floor listening to it.
I needed to go to bed. See, when you need to go to bed, that's when all of the good stuff happens. As soon
that's
as.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was listening to a little Boo Thing.
The perfect equivalent.
Oh no! And do you have anything you want to say to our audience? Do you have anything you want to say? What's your favorite quote? You know, do you have any words of idiocy, some wisdom, anything like that? Come on, pull out your Georgetown brains.
Actually, right now, I'm just gonna steal a quote from an anonymous fan of our band that said that we are one poets of the old school, writing songs about
classical themes like cigarettes, witches, and houses. Yeah. Yeah.
And that sums us up.
Wait, yeah. I would say another one.
Okay, yeah.
Allah does not burden a soul more than he or she can bear.
He's got an exam about the Bible.
Amen.
Sorry. I guess Wonk's gonna die, so this is our first and last time on the radio. So thanks for having us, I would say.
Thanks for having us, world.
We're gonna live in space now. The radio waves are just gonna
Hey, but who knows?
Technically forever.
I mean, like, it might be our last time, but maybe individually we all make it, or maybe together we make it in different
Maybe
capacities.
Once we merge into one 20-foot tall
person. Or maybe.
That's what we're going to do after this. We go to Dunkin' Donuts. Get a million cold brews.
Into an army.
Put donut holes in our eyes.
Get a friggin'
Did you ever get a good look at David's eye? His glass eye. And in the metro on the way here, he popped it out.
Yes.
We had a look of it, and it tasted like salt and vinegar crisps.
For all the radio listeners, if you didn't get a look at that, yeah.
When I was 6 years old, they had E. coli infection in my eye. They had to remove it, and I have a prosthetic eye.
Did you clean it at all before
you
lift
it?
No, I used to pee and poop when I was hurt. I was sick.
Have a
poke. I can remove it, guys. It's going on. I'm not going to.
This has been forever memorialized on public radio.
Yeah.
No one's ever removed an eye.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure that has happened.
People are often very discreet about it.
You would know. Yeah. Have you done yourself?
Allow me.
I love you.
Wonk Band, I will think of you all the time.
Wonk Band, yeah. I will think of you all the time. Where can we find you?
Instagram at wonk_band. Everything about us is in our link in bio. We've also got all of our sets that we've pretty much done ever recorded on YouTube, and all of our songs we just recorded in the studio, so we might have some songs coming out on Spotify soon, hopefully, so stay tuned for that. If not, you can find us on Georgetown campus or me in Edinburgh. Come visit.
So that was Wonk, guys.
Love you guys.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much
thank you.
Too long. right here.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. We here at Third Rail just got wonked by Wonk. We had such a great time talking to them. We have Strutman Lane coming up very soon. We are so excited. This has truly been one of my personal favorite shows of the semester. I'm so excited. So
we love you all.
Yeah.
I try and I try to get it done.
this is Strutman Lane.
Can I talk to them? How are we feeling out there? Are we feeling good? Woo! Strutman Lane, live on Third Rail Radio. Back at my alma mater, University of Maryland. It's such a joy to be here. That was a little steam engine. We got four vocalists here, and they were just bopping around that whole song. This next song was the lead single off of our last EP. What was the EP called again?
Bedroom Sessions?
Strutman Lane. It was called Strutman Lane. We're called Strutman Lane.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's, wow, we're having a good time here. Bet you're having a good time. I wonder where everyone's listening from. Maybe their bedroom. I don't know. Anyway, this is the lead single off that album, and it's a cover. It's a funk cover of a Taylor Swift song. It's called Lavender Haze. So we're going to perform it for you now, live in studio. We hope you dig it. We're going to sub out a few words here. Darn and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's do it, guys.
We're having fun.
Chris, you having a good time?
Yeah.
Where's Alec? Oh, yeah,
they're here. Thank you so much. That was our take of Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift, a small up-and-coming artist. You might have heard of her. What do we got next, guys? We got a lot of songs here to play.
I want you to know.
Okay. Our manager, Emma, just... Here, you want to come sing this one,
Emma?
Emma! Come on, come on to the mic, Emma. No? Okay, we tried.
Two, three, four.
something wrong, I'm not feeling strong. Can't you see what's wrong with me tonight? Yeah. You got me so confused. I'm not fine, trying to make it right. So won't you take the chance and come with me?
So much. I want you to know that was our first single ever released. We didn't know we were doing it, but we recorded it on like a what? Did we recorded it on a Dorito chip. We didn't have any gear. Emma is calling out our set list, and it seems like we have Restless Nights. So this one also is off our latest EP, Strum and Lane. We hope you dig it. It's about having a restless night. Shout out to Ashley Huber there on lead vocals. I'll take a quick second and just introduce the band here. We got Jack Gruber on the keys. He wrote that. We got Evan Williamson on the bass guitar. He did in fact write that. Alec Aldred on the trumpet. We got Mr. Sunny there on the drums. And as we said, Ashley here on vocals. Dr. Chris here on the tenor sax. My good pal Kobe here on the guitar, the SG. And I don't know what to say to that. Jamal Weldon on the vocals. There we go.
That'll be me.
That was the only normal response with Jamal.
This is Adam Landa on lead vocals and guitar.
That's me. Me, myself, and I, Adam Landa.
Adam Landa.
Huh? One of a kind. Okay. This next song is written by Evan Williamson there on the bass. Woo. Standing right there. He's very handsome. Yes, sir. And great songwriter. We are Strutman Lane. We love you. Come see us at the 9:30 Club, July 19th, Saturday night. It's our headlining debut there, and we will see you next time.
All right, that was Strutman Lane, and just very briefly, very shortly, we will be giving them a good interview, so stay tuned.
Alright, so we've got Strutman Lane in FM right now. It's 7:54, but we gotta talk to you guys. It would be very great to talk to you guys. Can you just introduce yourselves real quick?
Hi, I'm Evan. I play bass.
When you're talking, I'm assuming you're talking to the side. My name's Adam, and I sing and play guitar.
My name's Jack, and I sing and play guitar. I play piano.
I'm Ashley, and I do vocals.
I'm Kobe, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Alec, I play trumpet.
That's not true.
I'm Jamal, and I sing.
I'm Sunny, I play drums.
And I'm Chris, I play saxophone.
Sick. And how'd you guys like your set? How'd you guys like the live room, things like that?
It was awesome. This was a great vibe. I ate at the dining hall here for many years without even knowing that this was up here. So.
Really?
This was a fun surprise.
Yeah, that's true. Evan and I went here. Yeah. We are UMD alums, and I didn't know this existed. Yeah. So this was awesome. Everyone who works here is awesome, and you guys were super kind and amazing. So thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So you mentioned 9:30 Club. When is that again?
July 19th.
It's going to be pretty huge. It's going to be pretty huge.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked.
Do you know who else is on the bill?
Not yet. An announcement will be made shortly, but until that time, I have to deny any knowledge on the subject.
Do you have any other shows that are coming up recently?
Soon. Jack keeps track of all our shows.
When I was your age,
we do. Is Emma here? We don't have Emma here.
Boston, New York.
Yeah, we're going on tour this summer.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It's going to be our second tour. We're playing New York, Boston,
Philly.
We're playing our first Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And we're also making our Charlotte, North Carolina debut.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Dates available at http://strutmanlane.com. Wait, Emma, stay here. You have a nice presence.
A calming aura. And do you have anything coming out soon? I would like to listen. Oh. And I think a lot of us would
I
like
don't
to.
See you are in your contacts.
Siri wants to know.
I have no idea.
So yeah, we released an EP a few months ago called Strutman Lane, and we are in the writing process now. So after our tour, we're heading back into the studio for the next record.
That is very exciting. Got 3 minutes.
And
but
Alec
I...
has a dog named Derek.
That's true. Not related. But
cutest dog ever. I had to bring it up on.
But I am. This has been like a couple months in the making, sort of thing. And I'm very, very excited that this is our second to last broadcast of the semester.
Oh.
And very, very glad that we got both Wonk and you.
Yeah, big shout out to Wonk too. They were amazing.
I think by far two of the tightest bands I have seen on a bill together at Third Row in quite a while. So
it means a lot. Thank you so much.
Do you guys have any parting words? Also, where can we find you?
You can find us in the greater Washington, D.C. area. No, I'm kidding. We're on Instagram at Strutman Lane, Strutmanlane. We're called that because that's where we used to practice. That house has been sold, so we may have to rename soon.
No, I'm just kidding. People are coming out.
What's that?
We have a racing game coming out.
Yeah, we actually, this is true. We have a first ever Strumming Lane video game coming out. You can find that strumminglane.com. It's a multiplayer, what is it? It's a racing game?
Something like that.
Coded here by Jack. We're also on TikTok, Strumming Lane, Strumming_Lane_band, and Spotify, Strumming Lane, and any streaming service if you want to stream us. Or don't stream us. Come see us live. You can do that too.
Support the bands live. Live music is so much better. But that was Strumming Lane, guys. We've got probably like 30 seconds and got a setup.
29.
20. Oh, God.
26. 25. 24. 23.
Wait, 22. One more question. How does it feel to be back?
It feels amazing. It feels like I never left. Maybe because I'm sitting here next to Evan. We met here, and it was the birth of a beautiful musical relationship.
Staring wistfully into each other's eyes. All right.
I can say bye to the people.
Bye, people. Thanks for listening.
That was Third Rail with Wonk and Strumming Lane. I'll see you guys next week for the final.